SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. On some of America's college campuses, the anti-Israel protests continue, but at New York's Columbia University, police moved in, ending a building occupation and breaking up tent encampments, arresting dozens of people. And police in riot gear moved in at UCLA, following violent clashes that lasted several hours between opposing groups. America's top diplomat has arrived at the next stop of his latest Middle East mission.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for meetings with Israeli leaders and has told the country's ceremonial president that the time is now for a ceasefire deal in the war in Gaza.
Even as we're working with relentless determination to get the ceasefire that brings the hostages home, we also have to be focused on people in Gaza who are suffering in this crossfire Hamas is making.
Blinken's visiting Israel for the seventh time since the Israel-Hamas war broke out. He's trying to advance a truce that would free hostages held by Gaza's Hamas militants in exchange for a halt to the fighting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, more than 20 homes destroyed by a tornado. It ripped through the small northeastern Kansas city of Westmoreland, where one person was killed. Crews are now combing through the debris. They're looking for anyone who might have been injured. Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy is now in effect. The new ban includes an exception for saving a woman's life, as well as in cases involving rape and incest. Democrats in the Arizona legislature are expected to make a final push today to repeal the state's long-dormant ban on nearly all abortions that a court ruled can be enforced. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 78 points, NASDAQ futures off 115. This is SRN News. Hondurans fight the United Nations over abortion.
The Latin American nation has a broad ban on the procedure, and activists are trying to get the world body to do something about it. Two abortion groups have filed a petition with the UN Human Rights Committee, charging that Honduras' pro-life laws violate women's fundamental rights and international commitments. Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic are the only Latin American countries that still ban abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican state attorneys general challenging a new federal regulation that seeks to override state laws designed to limit the promotion of transgenderism in the schools. In a lawsuit filed in federal courts in Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas, the state argues that the recently announced rule harms girls. The Biden administration is trying to undermine statutes that bar boys from using girls' restrooms. This is SRN News. Police in North Carolina are still sorting out how four officers were killed, four others wounded Monday in Charlotte.
Johnny Jennings, the chief of police at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, said they're investigating the shootout.
We're not ruling out the possibility that someone else was firing as well, but we're also not ruling out the possibility that as we go through body-worn camera footage and as we go through interviews, to make sure that all of that timeline matches up. So once we are able to determine that, then we'll determine if we do need to look at other individuals or individual who might have been shooting.
Jennings also said hundreds of rounds of ammunition were fired, but officers recovered an AR-15 rifle and a 40-caliber handgun. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Later today, the Federal Reserve will announce its latest move on interest rates. Given the current inflation data, the Fed expected to keep rates right where they are, at least for now. More details at SRNnews.com.